This is your update from Columbia Faith and Values. We're Mid-Missouri's source for religion news, brought to you in partnership with KBIA. I'm Kelly Moore. April is National Poetry Writing Month, so today's show is dedicated to spiritual poetry. In a few minutes, we'll hear from a local author whose book tells the stories of several women who crafted the words to many beloved Christian hymns. But first, we've got a poem to share. Earlier this spring, Columbia Faith and Values held a poetry contest. For the past several weeks, we've been sharing the winning poems right here on KBIA. Third place in the adult division went to Michelle Turnbow Hayden.
I believe so many things. I believe it's to the Lord that I should sing, and when I do, I believe that I will be heard. I believe because I know that the Bible does not deceive. I believe that there are so very many problems. I believe the answers lay in the word of my sovereign, and when I spread his news, I become a reverend of his own. I believe this because I have done this again and again, and it is so. I believe that when I act in my Father's reflection, extend a kindness to my neighbor, I will see a resurrection of hope, faith, and redemption. I believe because I've seen this occur in culmination. I believe, yes, I do believe in so very many things. I believe I am the child of a king, and for this I am the princess every young girl dreams to be. I believe because I have lived the life God has pathed out for me.
That was Michelle Turnbow Hayden reading the poem that earned her third place in the adult division of the Columbia Faith and Values Poetry Contest. You can read the rest of the winning poems on ColumbiaFaithandValues.com. For centuries, writers have been using poetry to make music in the form of hymns. That's something Columbia author Leslie Clay knows all about. Her book, Sisters in Song, gives a glimpse into the lives of 104 different women who have written hymns throughout history. I sat down with her to find out more about the book and what she learned through writing it. Tell me the story of how Sisters in Song came to be.
I'm a member of Broadway Christian Church, and in 2008, they had a women's retreat. I was on the committee that year, and the theme that year was music. I offered to play the piano as women came in to the retreat and to play songs or hymns written by women. I researched it and quickly got about 2.5 hours worth of material to play. Then I got carried away after the retreat, and as time permitted, I would research additional women and additional hymns. Until at some point, it became big enough for a book.
You write that this book is not meant to be academic, nor is it a comprehensive guide. Instead, it's more like a personal project gone public. How would you describe your target audience?
I would say it would be people who are interested in hymnology, hymns, who are interested in women's history, people who simply like music.
Many of the women you write about are from the 19th and 20th centuries, but you also reach back several centuries before that. Talk a little about discovering these older writers.
I, during my research, had found these names of women going as far back as Hildegard, who was born in 1098. I didn't know anything about Hildegard, but as I did my research, I was amazed at what she did and what she wrote.
For our listeners, that's Hildegard von Bingen, who lived from 1098 to 1179. Leslie, what makes Hildegard so remarkable?
Back in an era when women had no voice in church, she had a voice. She is the first person, male or female, to whom we can attribute both the music and lyrics of hymns, which are even to this day sung. She wrote in chant, and they have been adapted, some of them by current women, most notably Jean Jansen, a Mennonite woman. Hildegard could basically tell important men, popes, bishops, kings, what to do, and they did it. She was a very forceful woman. She had to be. But she did this by saying that she had visions from God. And their rationale was, well, if God told her, then it's okay. It wasn't Hildegard speaking, it was visions.
And what's your favorite hymn?
The hymn that comes to my mind is Sweet, Sweet Spirit by Doris Akers.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place.
She's a Missouri woman. She was an African-American woman who was born in an era when African-American women had a very tough time. But she prevailed and has written some wonderful stuff.
With all this research, have you ever thought of writing any hymns of your own?
I'm content to simply play what other people have written.
That was a conversation with Columbia author Leslie Clay. Her book, Sisters in Song, tells stories of more than 100 women who have written hymns throughout history. Inspiration to write can come from anywhere, but nature is particularly good at providing a sense of awe and the motivation to put pen to paper. Columbia's own Ashley Hall shared with us a song that she wrote, along with the story behind it.
This is a song called Sun Road that I wrote while at Glacier National Park. While I was there, I was very captivated by the beauty and by the great spirit that resides in all natural beings. And so I wrote this song with that inspiration. I'm going to the sun road where the air smells like pine. I'm going to the sun road where the glaciers meet the ice. I'm going to the sun road in the land of the big sky. Ooh, I'm going to the sun road where the great spirit resides. Take me home to heaven's peak, peering down at the river beneath, the love beaming down from the sunshine above, praising this valley with our voices, singing alleluia.
That was Columbia resident Ashley Hall singing part of her original song, Sun Road. And on that note, we wrap up this update from Columbia Faith and Values. You can find news stories, commentaries, and more every day of the week on ColumbiaFaithandValues.com. I'm Kelly Moore. Thanks for listening.